Welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. Thank you all so much for joining us, and stay tuned for Homecoming news, Avatar 2 movie review, and an interesting game review.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Today, me and my co-host Jacob will be giving you all the school news for the upcoming week, and then Katie will join us with a weather report.
Students, this week is homecoming, so we've got a lot to cover. Monday the 23rd is Color Wars and Anything But a Backpack Day. Students, bring your books to school and anything but a backpack. Be creative.
Tuesday the 24th is Athlete versus Mathlete Day, and Wednesday the 25th is Generation Day. Students can dress as an infant, teen, college frat, adult, or elderly.
Thursday the 26th is Camo Day. No weapons or knives allowed. This includes fakes. Friday the 27th is Wildcat Pride Day. Wear black and gold. Students will decorate banners for the gym this day with the pep rally following at 1:45 in the gym. The homecoming dance will be on this night at 7 p.m.
Saturday the 28th is homecoming night. Be sure to come out and support your Wildcats.
And that's all the news we have for this week, folks. And now on to Katie with the weather report.
Welcome to Weekly Weather. I'm Katie, here to give you your weather forecast for the upcoming days. Saturday the 21st, a pretty heavy overcast with some relatively cool weather with a high of 60 and a low of 49. Also a little windy, which adds to that cool air. Sunday the 22nd, a 24% chance of scattered thunderstorms with a dark overcast almost all day. Pretty cool temperature with a high of 62 and a low of 50 for that night. Monday the 23rd, finally seeing a glimpse of sun, but still quite cool with a high of 58 and a low of 37 that night. Still pretty windy with a small 14% chance of rain. Tuesday the 24th, a 52% chance of small late showers with an increase in cloudiness. Still moderately cool with a high of 62 and a low of 37. Wednesday the 25th, a 99% chance of thunderstorms with a deep, dark overcast. It's still pretty cool, though, with a high of 68 and a low of 48 that night. Still pretty heavy winds as well. Thursday the 26th, a bit of broken up clouds, but no chances of rain so far. It seems to warm up slightly with a high of 72 and a low of 55. All information was accurate as of January 17th and was provided by MyForecast.com. Now on to Cole, Roman, and John with the sports.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Wildcat Sports segment. We hope you all had a Merry Christmas, but let's talk about how your teams did over the break. Your varsity boys had a great time in Indiana as they went 2-1 against a few tough opponents up north. The boys made it back just in time to celebrate Christmas, then had to get right back into the action at Cipolla, where they played in the Milton H. Johnson Invitational and won all three games against the Walton Braves, Cottondale Hornets, and Malone Tigers, with the JV and varsity boys to Poplar Springs, and only the JV boys came out on top.
The JV and varsity boys, along with the varsity girls, played in Dothan versus Emmanuel Christian on January 5th, and all the Wildcat teams won, with leading scorers for the JV boys being Landon with 15 points, Marquez with 9 points, and Kaysen with 9 points. The leaders for the varsity boys were Christian with 14 points, Landon with 13 points, Eli with 13 points, and Roman with 11 assists. Congratulations to the varsity Wildcats on their win over PDL 54-32. Leading scorers for varsity were Eli with 14 points, Roman with 13 points, and Christian with 10. JV boys also won 47-27 over PDL, with leading scorers being Dayton with 13 points, Kaysen with 12 points, and Marquez with 9.
And that's all for this week in Wildcat Sports. Make sure to tune in next week for game updates on WeWa and PDL Away.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this. You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Gameverse. I'm Frank, and today we're going over Unravel, a fantastic cooperative game you can play with friends or family. Unravel is a puzzle platform game that centers on an anthropomorphic creature made of yarn, fittingly named Yarny. As you play, you use the unraveling yarn to solve puzzles and avoid dangerous creatures and traverse obstacles. Unravel is a co-op split screen and best played with a friend or family. The game is rated E for everyone and was developed by the Swedish company Cold One Interactive and published by EA or Electronic Arts. That's all from me, folks. Tune in next week for The Ancestors, The Humankind Odyssey. This week's video game came from Wikipedia. Now on to Case's review of Avatar, The Way of the Water.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Film Review Roundup, the segment where we research, review, and discuss some classic and modern movies. Before we start, I want to give a big welcome to everyone listening to the first episode of Film Review Roundup in the new year. And to celebrate this new year, I'll be going over some new releases. To start out these new releases, we'll be going over the number one movie of 2022, Avatar: The Way of the Water. I just want to let it be clear that this review will be completely spoiler-free, so that those of you who want to see the movie for yourself can still enjoy it. And I recommend that you do, because it is a great watch. I loved this movie. It is a fantastic viewing throughout the entire thing. And don't let that 3-hour runtime scare you. The amazing direction from James Cameron made it as if time stopped entirely when watching. The story was simplistic and it worked amazingly. The film also looked incredible. It was, without a doubt, the most beautiful film of the year. And aside from that, it's also the highest grossing movie of the year, beating Top Gun Maverick. And as the film continues to gross more and more, it gets ever closer to that famed spot of highest grossing movie ever. Like I said before, if you haven't made plans to watch this film sometime soon, then I recommend it fully. And that does it for this week, people. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in next week when I cover the DreamWorks Animation's newest release, Puss in Boots: The Last Wish. All information from this segment was provided by IMDb.com. And now, on to Aiden and Ryan with Tech Time.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Tech Time. And this week, I'm going to be joined by my partner, Ryan, for this week's episode of Tech Time. And we're going to be talking about some new mouses and some new controllers. First thing on this list is going to be the Razer Viper V2 Pro. Some of the features of this mouse is that it is an ultra-lightweight gaming mouse that continues Razer's popular Viper lineup, and up to 80 hours of constant motion at 1,000 Hz, and it is also voted the number one best-performing wireless gaming mouse.
The next thing that is going to be on the list is the Xbox Core Series 2 controller. Some of the features of this controller are impulsive triggers and rumble motors, and this controller is voted the best controller on the market. This week's episode of Tech Time comes from Xbox.com, Ratings.com, and Razers.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Tech Time. Now to Zach and TC for This Week in History.
Hi, my name is Zach, and welcome to This Week in History. Today we have a new member of the Bethlehem Wildcast, TC, and he'll be joining me on This Week in History. January 16th, 1972, Don McLean's American Pie tops American music charts. January 17th, 1942, American actress Carol Lombard, one of Hollywood's most glamorous stars, dies at the young age of 34. January 18th, 1910, in Japan, 25 people are condemned to death for the plotting to kill the Mikado, formal title of the Emperor of Japan.
In 1904, Thomas Edison patents an electric automobile. 1887, the U.S. Senate approved the leasing of Pearl Harbor for construction of a naval base.
My source is from Tehebi Books, copyright 2003, This Week in History.
Thanks so much for listening, and don't forget to tune in next week for more news updates and the latest trend reviews.